I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. A magnitude 6.2 earthquake killed more than 5,000 people on Indonesia's island of Java. Operation Blessing's Mark McClendon is there and says villages were destroyed and thousands are homeless. National OBI staff formed 7 teams distributing relief in what McClendon calls a difficult area.
This is a very Muslim area that has been very resistant to the gospel. It's just amazing how people's hearts soften when they feel helpless and there's nowhere to turn to. And yet, that's the moment where we can come and we can demonstrate God's love to them.
Go to our website if you'd like to help. Next, Audio Scripture Ministries is celebrating a breakthrough. Partner company MegaVoice just released the Ambassador Player. With recent technology and pricing, the digital player now fits many needs for placing God's Word in audio. It can hold up to 160 hours of material, has quality sound, it's small, sturdy, and solar-powered. Continue to pray for this distribution. The potential for ministry growth could explode to spread God's Word to non-readers through this tool. And volunteers' passion for the Great Commission inspires the people they help as well as inspires others to serve. Every Child Ministries' Lorella Rouster says they have an urgent need for volunteer translators fluent in both English and the African dialects. A vision for service and evangelism is all that's needed.
All of our programs present the love of Jesus and present that Jesus is the only hope. So even those who are working in support capacities are helping to make that known because they're helping to make the whole thing happen.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN is making available 2 resources this month, Book of Hope's 3 Stories DVD and Rob Hoskins' book Seeds of Spiritual Lineage. You can request them at a resource line 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.